Welcome to Media Litter Sandwich Episode 6 with, of course, Mark from CrazyMark.com, or is it CrazyMark TV?
You know, peeps can go to that too. They can go to CrazyMarkTV.com also. I got a bunch of .coms, so.
Okay, but with us, it's always all about William.com.
Oh, yes.
I know, right? I somehow make it all about me.
All about
it's all about you.
All about William.
All right, so I still have a couple more interviews from VidCon I want to explore, because there's just, you meet people, you know, when you go to these cons, you just meet people of every kind. And so I talked to this guy, Matt Shepard. He used to be a filmmaker.
Yeah.
And there was a piece that was being produced for him to do for a very large YouTube, I don't know if they're a network or whatever, but it was a very large entity, let's just say that. Okay. And they actually end up not using it, but he looked around and was like, I could totally just, you know, do stuff on YouTube without having to produce these large pieces and stuff. So he started a vlog, a very personal vlog. And okay. I think I'm just going to, let's just watch this interview.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm standing here with Matt. He's just starting a new YouTube channel. Tell me about this.
So, hey, what's up? What up, bruh? That's what I say on my channel. My channel is Meet Matt Shep, so you can find me at youtube.com, Meet Matt Shep. My channel really started just me talking about being a man with an eating disorder, and then it just sort of grew into me also just doing more daily vlog type stuff. I'm a server at a restaurant to pay the bills, so my boss was kind enough to let me start vlogging it, and it just became these really funny edited videos where I talk about something specific during each episode.
So it's a very personal feel to it, that you take kind of a comedy side to it?
Yeah, I just try to find like the lighter sides of everything I'm going through or everything that I've been through. Also, just try to give people some experience, strength, and hope if they had an eating disorder or recovering from one, and just to show that, you know, like, life is good.
You were telling me you're a filmmaker, so how does it go from working with a production company to doing kind of an individual type thing?
This is so much easier. Because I don't have to worry about what anyone else thinks. You know, I just kind of get to just automatically hold it up and film it. And so it's like I'm improvising in my life, and then I sit down to edit, and then it's like I'm improvising all over again when I'm editing it and finding what's funny and what works and what doesn't. And the things that I didn't think were funny, when you sit down to edit it, can be totally hilarious. So it kind of makes me look at life in a much broader sense and kind of just be more open to everything.
Are you more proud of your films, or are you going to be more proud of this? Are you scared someone's going to see this, a different side of you, and maybe no longer use you for side projects?
Well, I realize like part of my life and part of what brings me joy is helping people feel some sort of hope about their own life. So being a filmmaker is who I am, is what I want to do. And my YouTube channel is just showing, hey, like this is what it's like to live with an eating disorder and recovery and doing my life. So it's separate and it's the same. Between projects, it just gives me something to do. So.
Very cool. What's been the hardest part?
The hardest part is not trying to worry about the results. Trying to worry about like, where is this gonna take me? Where is this gonna go for me in my career as a filmmaker? But just focus on the fact that like, I get to connect with people and I get to make new friends. And I get to entertain people, you know, just trying to make sure I focus on that. And, you know, when you focus on that, all the results take care of themselves.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
So his YouTube channel is Meet Matt Shep. And what do you guys think?
Man, that was sweet, man. I mean, the guy was bringing up this whole thing about, like, eating disorders and going off on his own. And that can lead down so many avenues, be so helpful for so many people.
Yeah, the only thing I really didn't much care for, but what's up with him and all the bras?
Well, we looked at his channel.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
his thing is, what up, bra? And he even, he was going around to other people, and including me, asking for like little shout-outs. So we had to say, what up, bra? I like the excitement. I like the energy that it brings. But,
yeah, but
it seems... And that could be me. And there's nothing wrong with seeming childish at all. You could be a dork. You could be, you know, But sometimes you gotta be, I don't know. To me, it seems kind of weird. Because if I want to start saying something, like I say toodles and all this stuff, people associate with you, but I don't know. What do you think about? What up, brah? What do you think, brah?
I don't know, toodles. When I hear something like that, what that brings to mind is you're trying to break the ice with strangers, maybe on a one-to-one basis, maybe kids, maybe, right. You know, minor.
Which is couple, important you know, for his discussion. You
know, other people, somebody's
car. Breaking the ice is very important, and that, yep. If that does that.
But, and what I'm seeing from this fella here, he's producing these great videos with regarding eating disorders and health, personal issues, which could go huge in the medical community because they might like him and say, hey, we want your videos. We want you to produce these videos because it reaches out to everyone and says, you know, okay, it's okay. You have an eating disorder. Me and I don't know how many other millions of people who have an eating disorder, we identify with you. But we're going to need you to cut back on maybe toodles or what up, bro, or just those
cats. Maybe.
Yeah. Bro, do you even bro? Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Do you even bro?
Oh, broski. Broski. Bromance. What's up with that?
Bro, do you even bro? Come on, bro.
Bro. That brings to mind the time of dude. Don't call me dude, you know, that kind
of
thing.
It kind of reminds me of the movie Clueless, where they adapt this whole attitude and culture, and it almost seems like that's what he's doing. And it is an icebreaker, and I'm not making fun of the guy, because I say plenty of stupid things.
Same here.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah, caveman from outer space.
I'd be like saying, sweet! But that's something totally 90s.
I remember being in the Marine Corps and someone told me I had to stop saying dude. Because dude. I said dude like 12 times a minute.
There was even a dude. Song back dude. In the 80s that said
but
don't call me dude, you know?
Dude. Did you see this dude? Come on, dude.
And what about the dude bras?
Yeah, dude. What up, bro? Dude.
I'm going to catch a wave off that huge pile of sand there,
but
you
know? But dude. But, you know, but impressions, you don't have to be a perfect suit and tie to make a good impression. I mean, come on, look at us. You wear a big clown's wig and stuff. I wear my hair up in spikes. I wear Jankos, which they still make.
Jankos,
I want to see those.
And I usually go in my Tasmanian devil pants and stuff, get everybody comments on that. Mm-hmm. I have to find new ones because those kind of took a crap the last time I wore them.
All right. Yes. I mean, I wear polo shirts on here sometimes, but it's just whatever I'm wearing that day. When I go to cons, I'm almost all t-shirt and jeans and with spike hair. And people expect
me... I do stuff like this for cons.
Yeah, but people expect me to be someone else. Like, people will actually come up to interview me. Yeah. And they're expecting me to be, like, this really weird guy.
You're normal?
Dude, I'm not saying I'm not that weird guy, but when I start an intelligent conversation with them...
Oh, yeah, they don't expect us to be intelligent. That's hilarious.
Toad, you gotta take some Alka-Seltzer with you and some green Kool-Aid and put it in your mouth, turn around, throw it in your mouth, and start frothing at them, you know?
I don't think that would bring subscribers to... Well, maybe it would bring subscribers over to my YouTube.
They expect you to be a wild guy. You got your hair all up and everything. So, Toad, dude, just turn around real quick.
I had a guy. I swear, I had a guy. I was at VidCon. This was last year. I was walking around with Dan. He was actually in the background of the video with the big, huge mohawk. My buddy Dan. RFS Dan, I believe his thing is. And... We're walking around, and this guy runs up. He actually had a video crew with him. I'm assuming he was from a college, and this was for a class because the way this guy acted, pretty sure that he wasn't paying these people, or this was a professional gig, because he ran up to us.
All right.
And he was like, oh, I want to talk to you guys real quick because your guys' hair is awesome. I'm like, okay, cool, man. Didn't ask who we were. Didn't ask our YouTube channels. And this was it's a YouTube con.
Yeah.
And he's just like, so who's in the band? I used to be in a band, and of course Dan's like, I used to be in a band. He's like, oh, no, you're the roadie. I could be a roadie. No, and you're doing this and you're doing that. You have to go get, and he's just referring to drugs and saying you have to go get this type of drugs for him. And now Dan, like, you know, he's having fun. He kind of wants to play up to it, but he's trying to figure this out. And I just looked at these guys like, you do realize you don't know who we are. We run some YouTube channels, and they're family friendly, and I will not represent myself that way.
Just say no.
This guy was trying to impact something that could potentially hurt my image.
Yeah, I would never know.
And they asked us to sign waivers, even though really in that con you don't have to sign waivers because you actually sign a free-for-all waiver when you actually get tickets to it. Which tells me that these guys did not, they did not have passes to the con. They're just coming in, which you can't do anymore. This was before they got tighter on security, which is probably why we're in less people with cameras were running around because they were tighter on security this year. These guys, it was not cool. I was like, do not use that material. We're not signing, at least I'm not signing anything. I don't know, but anyways. So.
Eating disorders. Yes, this guy's got it. He's got it locked in. If he keeps up with this whole presentation regarding eating disorder, personal health, that will skyrocket down all the right avenues and out into the stratosphere. I mean, what's your thought on this?
I think it goes back to being relating to your audience.
Yes, exactly.
It's, you know, vlogging is a way to reach out to your audience and for them to get to know you. And being that personal definitely reaches out to people. And it might not even be people with eating disorders, but with image issues.
Yes.
Or any kind of issue that they feel like they know you. And it's a way of connecting, which inspires people to keep coming back. And it could do some powerful stuff on that.
Yes, like what you brought up with image issues. I mean, I have my image issues. I wake up in the morning and I see a grizzly bear and I just want to go back to bed. So,
it's hard to reach out to people because you can't just be like,
hey, what up, bro?
You can't be like, what up, bro? My left foot hurts. Does your left foot hurt? That might not work that way. But you reach out to somebody with a similar type thing. That's why niche channels are very, very big. You know, I'm sure in the past week, a billion Pokemon Go channels started.
Oh, man.
Pokemon channels were already a thing. Pokemon's already huge, and this app is huge, and I'm sure people are writing that niche. Ghostbusters, the new 2016 version just opened. Everybody and their mom has a review up right now, and we'll probably all forget about it in a month, or by the time this video comes up, you'll be like, what 2016?
But bro, man.
What up, bro?
But bro, Private Life of Pets blew away Ghostbusters, don't you know?
I don't know because I actually had friends that saw the sneak preview of that, and they said it wasn't that good either. But then again, what do I know?
I haven't seen either one of them, so I'm not...
I haven't seen either one either. What do I know? I only know what the reviews are saying.
Yeah, same here. I'm just like...
I wasn't planning to see either one in the theater, so... I just think it's weird people telling me, you have to go see Ghostbusters in theater because you talk bad about it. No, I don't! That's
out.
Sony propaganda. And, you know, if a company puts so much money into propaganda, into saying, well, you don't like it because they're women, go watch the movie and prove us wrong, you're begging for that money. And they didn't do that bad in the box office.
Yeah, so also, it was like a record for a comedy being released in theaters or something to that effect.
Action comedy.
Action comedy, not comedy.
But we're breaking, the reason we're breaking so many records is because all the price went up and they're not converting for
the inflation.
I'm
not sure if it's actually inflation, but yeah.
The year, you know?
Yeah.
Compared to what movie ticket cost back then to compared to what it costs now.
Yeah. That's why we're breaking a lot of records. And then, of course, there's a lot more people now.
But then there's a lot of movies that we think would be making hits at the theater aren't making that many hits.
Like
right
what?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of peeps thought that Independence Day would
the
number two. No, I didn't think. There was like, boom, it's
Will Smith
be big.
Isn't in it.
That There yeah, you go.
I
boom,
didn't think it was going to make it either.
There was no Will Smith.
No Will Smith, yeah.
I mean, Will Smith made Independence Day. That was his breakout hit. That was his big, huge thing. And him not being in the sequel.
That was a detriment.
Yes. They should have, once Will Smith said no, they should have just, well, it'll
Scrap
never
it.
Happen.
Scrap
it was
it.
Never going to happen. No. That's why it took so long for Ghostbusters, newer Ghostbusters, because Bill Murray kept saying no.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we're going to do it with you or without you. Well, you know what? Since Remus passed away, Ghostbusters is gone in my book. I can go see it. Remus is gone.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, talk about not just an actor, but the writer and everything.
Yeah.
That was his. That was his. You know, and I don't think Ghostbusters, you know, well, there's more to that. I'm going to stop this Ghostbusters hate. And
we're going to talk about eating disorders.
I'm going to wait.
I'm
going to
play with the most hated DC character right now. Which, by the way, there's people that really love Aquaman, too.
If you'd see,
I'm not one of them.
I don't know. If you saw Aquaman in the latest Batman versus Superman, they redesigned the whole look of Aquaman. He looked more...
Count Drago.
Yeah, like...
Count
like,
Drago.
Like Gothaman, you know, that kind of thing. So
yeah, they're trying to give him more of a Submariner look.
I don't know. Submariner,
yes.
Submariner looks more like a Vulcan.
Yes, but Submariner's totally got, like, the eyes thing going on.
And yeah, I wonder who came back, you know, he came out first, Vulcan or Submariner. But it's definitely Submariner. So you can say, how are we going to make a Vulcan? Oh, look, Submariner, you know. So.
Yeah, Namor, Submariner, a.k.a. Namor. Namor, they're just trying to make this dude Namor. Wonder Woman was Xena. She looked like Xena.
She did.
Yeah.
They should have just got Lucy Lawless to play her.
But the crowd loved it when she was on. Boom, there she is on the big screen. Everybody's like, yeah.
I wasn't.
Well, I was there for opening day. And
okay.
Obviously, that got the biggest.
Unfortunately, during that movie, you know what I was doing during that movie?
You were texting.
I fell asleep! I fell asleep! You don't pay $16 for a movie
it's because
and fall asleep and then give it a good review.
It's because he's producing so many YouTube videos.
You are kind of doing a lot.
All night with the Red Bull and the coffee.
It was too long. It was too long of a movie. It was like exposition, exposition, exposition. By the time the action came in, I fell asleep. I fell asleep during the action. I fell asleep when Batman started fighting Superman. And then I woke up, you know, and I was like, why is Doomsday here?
I heard a lot of people tell me they fell asleep watching Batman versus Superman.
Why is Doomsday here?
Yeah.
Doomsday is just like, what up, bro? What up, bro?
Back to the subject of eating disorders and personal image. You were talking to this guy in the video about would his choice to produce eating disorder videos
his vlogs
affect his what is it
that's
filmmaking.
Right affect his filmmaking
where are you going with that, Toadie?
Well, people see our YouTube videos. They're now part of our portfolio. They're part of our lives. You search, you know, it used to be internet was completely anonymous. Now, it's the same world. There's really no point in hiding your name, especially if you are a filmmaker or otherwise working your day job in the media and doing this. That's why I started to tell people what my real name is, because you could Google Toadin and you could find my real name. You know, and so I can't hide it anymore. So when I apply for a job, I put down my YouTube channel right on my resume.
Yep.
Sometimes that can hurt you.
Yeah, you're really bellying up to the craps table there, dude.
That can hurt you. But
yeah, I put my basic computer help channel on my resume. Mm-hmm. I've gotten a few people call me for that.
But that right there is more quote unquote acceptable in the mainstream, you know, Joe average, Jill average.
Not to everybody.
You know,
not to everybody.
Computer help, you know.
Not to everybody. I mean, I worked a job where they asked me to try to keep my YouTube stuff down a little bit because the zombie stuff came off as violent. And they did not want me to do things that come off as violent. They asked me to tone that down, not use my real name, and this stuff. Try to keep, do not share, you know, links around the company, which was a university at the time. And that is very disturbing to me, especially when I had students, you know, working on the movie and that thwarting their career by being there. I could totally be like, look, the university doesn't want me making movies because it has zombies in it. I got students getting jobs because they worked with me that day. Not only do they get extra credit, but they also made valuable connections.
That's cool. But let me ask you, Will, do you have any zombies or violence or anything in your videos?
Not really. I got a cute girl in one or two of them.
Well, that's okay. Like a showroom model. But see, there it goes. When you're dealing with corporate culture and you get a bunch of stiff people up top, you're going to have, you know, the whole boxing up of our people in our company.
Some corporate doesn't feel like that. Like my corporate job I have now, I'm not naming any names or what I do, but the corporate job I have now, that helped me get the job. It did. And the thing is, do you want to work for a place that wants you to hide? Look at your professional life, and YouTube just might be part of that profession. If they don't like what you're doing and they don't hire you based on that, well, you're probably better off.
Probably. Amen. Oh, pardon me. Amen. Hail Hydra.
Okay, so I think we talked enough. Hail Hydra. Okay, so we probably talked enough about body image and how it relates to your art, and translating into your art could be a good thing. Don't perceive it as a bad thing at all. No. Use it.
Yeah, definitely.
You can use it. You can get sponsors. You can point it towards the medical field, like Matt Shep. Yes. Meet Matt Shep is his YouTube channel. Check him out. Make sure you tell him, what up, bro, from us. Tell him that we made fun of him or not. I'm sure he'll just laugh.
Probably will.
All the way to the bank.
So that brings us to our optional homework assignment. How does this relate to you? Tell us, you know, again, please comment. Do you like what we're talking about? Does this help at all? You know, maybe tell us a personal story or not so personal story. Just drop us a comment, rate, subscribe, let us, you know, or whatever platform you're watching us on, which we do have news for next week about our platforms.
We're here for you.
Yeah.
Yes. Here at Media Litter Sandwich.
All right. Thank you for watching. I hope you enjoyed the discussion.
Have a good one.